It was a four-part ITV drama aired after Christmas called Mr. Bates versus the Post Office, which has brought to light one of the biggest miscarriages of justice in modern UK history. I've been speaking to a number of people affected by the fallout from the Post Office Horizon software scandal. One of them is Seema Misra, who was sentenced to 15 months in prison for theft and locked up on her son's 10th birthday while 8 weeks pregnant. Ms. Misra was the postmistress at the West Byfleet office in the early 2000s. She's recalled to me the horrors she faced while incarcerated, knowing that she was not guilty of any crime. Her trial in October 2010 became a test case for the reliability of Horizon, which she says she found problems with from day one. This is her story.
I took over the post office as a postmaster at West Byfleet in 2005. So we're a three-counter, very busy post office with a shop front as well.
Did you love your job?
Definitely. I was very busy and I really love my job. Like, you know, like being a center of community, serving like a village. So we're like a modern village. So it was really good.
And when did you first start noticing problems with Horizon?
Well, I had a shortfall very first day. It was £80 short. And while auditor being there, and their reply was, oh, you just had an audit yesterday, it's never penny to penny. I was saying, why wouldn't we penny to penny? But then it's carried on. Within 3 months, I said to my area manager, I can't run the post office like that. We need to get this sorted because I'm losing money in every day. Because what happened? When there's a shortfall, we as a postmaster have to make sure that money is good. So we have to take our own personal money and put it in the post office. So I did that for 3 months. My idea manager said, okay, let's get the audit done. Auditor came in, they're like a bouncers. And they came in, so instead of sorting the issues out, they made another shortfall of £4,000, just under £4,000. And they gave me warning. They said, anytime we over £500 short, they will take the post office away.
I know we heard through the inquiry that they acted like the mafia. That really is very harsh, isn't it?
Very, very harsh. You know, they're like, I'm tall, and they were like a taller than me, bigger and all that. They looked down on you, gave like a warning.
And you are obviously very confident this money had not gone missing. You hadn't taken the money. So what did you think had happened?
They said to Mrs. Mishra, we have so many post offices. They're doing fine. It's just your post office having issue with. So they made me feel I'm the dumbest person. So I was just looking around whether the money could have gone and all that. No support from them. In the meantime, they said, okay, let's sell the business and everything. But it was like banging your head against brick wall, staying there like 2-3 in the morning, trying to find what could have gone wrong and everything. But in January 2008, our auditor came in. I told them there will be a shortfall, and I was suspended there. And then they did the investigation. They did the home search at my house and everything. Then in December, I was summoned to court for the theft and a false accounting. So I pleaded guilty for the false accounting because for me, I signed the document when the money is not there, so it's false accounting. But I never pleaded guilty for the theft charges.
In hindsight, do you wish that you hadn't pleaded guilty for the false accounting?
Now I know that, you know, they knew there's a system error and all. There shouldn't have been false accounting either. But that's me, like, because I know I signed the documents when the money is not there. So
when you took on that contract, you probably didn't think too much about it because you knew that you were good at your bookkeeping. But now, those contracts should never really have gone out saying that it's down to the individual post office manager to repay any missing money.
True, definitely. And they never mentioned that in the interview at all. And they don't give you like a full contract in the beginning anyway. Yeah, they never mentioned that when they interviewed me that I have to make sure tills are good and all that. You know, then if they would have mentioned that, most people wouldn't have taken the post office. I wouldn't have.
And you went to jail when you were 8 weeks pregnant. I can't even comprehend it, but how did it feel being jailed for something you knew you didn't do?
On 11th of November 2010, on my eldest son's 10th birthday and being 8 weeks pregnant, I was sentenced to 15 months. My world collapsed right in front of my eye. I couldn't believe. You know, when the judge said imprisonment, I was completely lost. I couldn't believe it. I thought like it will be all fine. Why would somebody send me to prison for that crime I never committed? But when the judge said imprisonment, I was shocked. I was unconscious. When I opened my eyes, I was in the hospital.
You would have put your faith in the British judicial system to clear you. So how did this make you feel when you weren't cleared? You were actually sent to jail.
Yeah, I lost faith in the system. I said, like, if I can be sent to the prison for the crime I never committed, anything is possible in this world. While in the prison, I said, somebody will come and stab me because people were self-harming there. And they, like, you know, like, anything is possible in this world. I lost my faith completely. later on, like we had a good legal team, they come forward just to restore my faith that there are good people exist as well. But that time was really shocking for me.
How long did you serve in the end?
4 months in the prison and then 4 months on the tag. So I gave birth with a tag on.
You weren't cleared until 2021. That's 11 years later. That's 11 years of fighting for justice.
Yeah, the fight is more because I've been fighting since 2005. So like legally 11 years. So it's like, you know, nothing changed. The fight is still going on. Yeah, only thing changed, I don't have to take convicted criminal anymore. Other than that, fight is still on. They haven't, you know, we're still waiting for the compensation. We're still waiting for the accountability. So it's still going on.
Who do you put the blame with most? Because there's a few people here, isn't there? There's Fujitsu, there's the post office, there's Paula Venels. Where do you feel the blame truly lies?
Oh, as you mentioned, there's quite a few. There's a list out already. It's just how and when the government and the Metpol is going to act. That's what it is. But I would say definitely Royal Mail, post office. For me, like they're separate entity now, but they were together when I was prosecuted as well. Royal Mail, post office, government that time as well, because they knew there was issues and they still let the system come into the post office. Fujitsu, and each and every person who's responsible for the scandal, we need to put them behind the bar now, not in 2026, now.
Do you feel we would be having this conversation if the ITV drama hadn't been aired?
Yeah, definitely. ITV drama played a part and the social media awareness as well, so which played a very important part.
How have you rebuilt your life?
I couldn't work with the conviction and everything. I couldn't work at all. I thought I'd be an Uber driver. Even that was refused because of the conviction. So life been struggling, but like going in the right direction now. So I have a wonderful family. So
can I just ask, what do you feel about Ed Davey? Because obviously there's calls for him to quit, but there have been many postal ministers since. So what are your feelings about Sir Ed?
Do you know, like he's the one I know. I remember that he didn't apologize. He was given an opportunity to apologize. He didn't apologize. Yeah, definitely he should resign because he knew there's issues going on. And instead of going investigation into it, he just trusted the system and he thought it will be, you know, like, okay. He played the normal people life, I would say. Yes. He had his control in his hand, could have stopped it there and then, but he just decided not to. And still now he hasn't apologized.
Would you go as far as saying he should be jailed?
Of course, each and every person who's been behind the scandal, like him, and I don't know if I can say the names and all that, there's a government that time who knew there's issue with the Horizon.
A Lib Dem spokesperson for the Liberal Democrat leader and the MP for Kingston and Surbiton, Sir Ed Davey, has told us, Ed has said many times he wishes he'd known then what we all know now, that the post office was lying to the victims, him and other ministers on an industrial scale.
I wish I'd known then what we all know now, the post office was lying on an industrial scale to me and other ministers. And when I met Alan Bates and listened to his concerns, I put those concerns to the officials in my department, to the post office, to the National Federation of Postmasters. And it's clear they all were lying to me.
Meanwhile, Fujitsu says it'll stop bidding for new public work in the UK as it's under growing pressure over the post office scandal. The government's been facing calls to block the IT giant from applying after glitches in its Horizon accounting software led to hundreds of wrongful fraud convictions. Minister Alex Burghardt's been addressing MPs on the issue.
This morning, Cabinet Office received a letter from Fujitsu voluntarily undertaking not to bid for government contracts whilst the inquiry is ongoing, unless, of course, the government asks them to.
Fujitsu has also confirmed it'll work with the government on appropriate actions, including compensation based on the public inquiry's findings.